daughter graduated from a school in Texas in May. So if she wasn't there, I wouldn't be there either.
我女儿在德克萨斯读书，5月份毕业的，她在那里，
But the
因为
reason
她
I
在那
bring
里
up
特别大。
Texas is because of the heat. So we had 3 days of unbearable heat, right? It was really, really hot out.
在德州是很热的，我们在这里只有3天相当热的天气。
Where she was in Waco, Texas, which is between Dallas and Austin, it's that hot every single day for months.
当我的女儿在德州的时候，她读书的地方在奥斯汀和达拉斯之间的地方，在那里每一天都像我们过去的3天那么热。
So be happy you live on Long Island.
然后，所以我们住在长岛的人，我
Long
们应该
Island's
很，
awesome.
是，哎，长岛很
So
相，
powerful story, amen. We read a lot of scripture.
我们今天读了很多的圣经，是相当有力的一些经文，是不是？
And Jesus, as you can see, is the master storyteller.
我们想想，耶稣基督他是最会讲故事的一位，对不对？
He knows how we think.
他知道我们想什么了，
And he knows we love stories
他也知道怎样去讲一些爱的故事。
because we can remember them. They're memorable. They're interesting.
他会讲这些故事，我们就会记住他，因为他讲的很有意思，
They catch your attention.
他马上就使你的注意力被吸引住。
Just like my story about Texas.
就像我讲。德州的天气一样，你马上就记住了。
And then when we go into teaching, everyone, oh. We want stories.
如果我们只是听一些很学术性的东西，我们就很容易就昏昏欲睡。
So God knows that. Jesus knows that.
神知道这个，耶稣完全的理解。
And so this picture behind you is just one slide for the whole sermon, just one slide.
这个你大家看到的上面的一个图片，这是一个整个系列里的只有一张拿出来。
And it's telling the story from left to right and in the middle about the prodigal son, which is what we're going to focus on today.
这个就是我们今天读的经文中的一段，就是关于浪子回头的故事。
So, how many parables did Jesus tell in Luke 15? How many?
在路加福音第15章，耶稣讲了多少个故事？
Yes, this is a quiz.
有几个比喻？
Three, right? Yeah,
三个
three.
，yeah。
Right. So, and he's built, it's building. Do you see how it was building to the third parable, the third story? It's building.
你知道这个三个故事是怎么逐步推展的？
J Jesus is using ordinary things to get to the big point, to get to the big picture.
耶稣用一些很平常的事迹。要给大家讲一个很大的一个事情。
And Jesus always has to do that because we're stubborn. We don't like to change our mind, and we always think that we know. So Jesus has to say, "No, you don't know, and I'm going to show you that you don't know."
So 耶稣之所以非得要用这样的方式去讲故事，是因为我们常常自以为是，以为我们都懂了，我们而且很固执，我们说我都知道这一切了。但是耶稣就用的这一些。平常的故事却展示一些很深刻的道理，让你知道说，其实你根本不知道，你不知道。
Now Jesus is telling this story, three stories. For a reason. He always does it for a reason.
耶稣讲三个比喻，它是有一个原因的。
What do you think the reason was?
你要想想，
The secret is verse 1 and 2.
他这个讲这个故事的原因是什么？你要看这个前面的第一节、第二节。
Look at verse 1 and 2.
我们要看一看这第一页、第二页展示它。
It says in chapter 15 of Luke, Then drew near unto him all. The publicans, which are tax collectors, and sinners, for to hear him, to hear Jesus.
在第15章的一开始的时候，那地方就讲到说，众税吏和罪人都挨近耶稣，要听他讲道。
Two interesting groups of people.
有两组的人，很有意思的人。
I mean, I don't care when you've lived in history, no one likes a tax collector.
我跟你讲，
Right? I mean,
无论你生活在什么样的时代，
I
你不
mean,
喜欢收税的人，
do you like the IRS? I mean, no.
你喜欢收税
You
局
want them
吗？
to stay far, far away.
你喜欢和那个国税局的人隔得
I
远远
hope
的？
they're not watching. Now they're gonna like send me a letter, an email.
我希望我们中间没有做在税务局工作的人。
But in this case, these tax collectors, the Jewish people hated them because they were basically traitors. These were Jewish people working for Rome, collecting money from their own people. It was like, oh, the worst job.
这在这里讲到的税吏，想收税的人，跟我们现在的不一样。他们是可以在那个时代，在犹太人中间可以说是卖国贼，因为他们是为占领他们的罗马帝国工作。
But hold on, let me change it. It's the worst job if you wanted people to like you. If you didn't care what people thought of you, it was a great job. Why? Lots of money.
所以呢，如果你是想要人都喜欢你的话，那不是个好工作。但是如果你不在乎人家喜欢不喜欢你的话，那是个很好的工作。为什么呢？因为你可以赚很多的钱。
But to the Jewish religious people, to society, the tax collectors were like, they're traitors. These are bad Jews. These are terrible people. These tax, oh my gosh, don't invite them to your house.
但是对那些宗教领袖和一般的民众而言的话，他们不喜欢他们。他们说，如果说是收税的人的话，是税吏的话，哎呀，他们都是坏人，不要和他们交往，不要邀请他到你家里来吃饭。
And the other group were the sinners.
第二种呢，就是罪人。
Well, I mean, we have an understanding today of that word sinner, and we just means that someone who breaks the law, like God's law, and that means all of us, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. We know that.
当我们说这个罪人的时候，和我们现在这个意义有点不一样，因为我们现在说我们是罪人的时候，我们就说我们违反了神的律法，我们没有达到神的心意，世人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀。那个意义上就说每个人都是罪人。But
in the first century, that had a very special meaning. It meant like prostitutes, the drunks, the thieves, like the lowlifes of society. That's what that word meant.
而在第一世纪的时候，他说的罪人的时候，却不是这样的。他们乃是讲到的是，在这个社会上被人所唾弃的一些人，比方说妓女，比方说酗酒的人，比方说还有一些其他的道德很低落的人，不遵守礼仪的人，被社会所唾弃的人。
And in your mind, you also have those groups. You also have these groups in your mind, whether you like it or not. Whether you're Democrat, Republican, Independent, you know, whatever it is, oh, those people vape, or no matter what, you have in your mind people who you think, I don't want my kids hanging out with them. They don't belong here. Oh, don't hang out with them. We all have that.
事实上，如果你扪心自问的话，你会发现在你的头脑之中，其实也有这样的一群人群。你认为他们不够好，你不想让你的孩子和他们在一起。你想到他们的时候，就觉得我要和他们远一点。不管你是共和党、民主党人，或者是独立人士，不管你是什么样的一个类别的人，在你的心里头都会有这样的一个。
So the point of the first verse is that those people were drawn to Jesus. So interesting.
所以在第一节到第二节里头就讲了一件事情，是这样的一些人被社会所唾弃的人，被不为你所接纳的人，而那些人却被耶稣所吸引，要去听他讲道。That's
so curious. They're drawn, the social outcasts, the lowlifes, the dirty people. They're drawn to Jesus. They come to Jesus, and Jesus welcomes them.
Wow.你看，你看这样没有在这些宗教人士眼里都没有希望的一些人，这些的被人所唾弃的、被社会所不接纳的，可以说是被人称为人渣的人，却被耶稣所吸引来要听他讲道。
I mean, I'm already thinking as a Christian, do I act, do I speak in a way that repels people? Or am I acting and representing Christ in a way that people feel comfortable, whoever they are, coming to me? Wow, something to think about.
所以作为基督徒，我们也要想一想，我们的言行是否像耶稣那样，可以吸引任何的人都来听我们。 而不是像那些税吏他们，好像是给人听了之后就要敬而远之。Because
remember, Jesus is not just some guy. Jesus is God in human form. So if you were like, I wonder what God would be like if he was human, Jesus. How would God speak to people? Jesus. How would God act towards this group of people? Jesus. That's the standard of God's heart.
所以如果我们要看神如何来对待每一个人的话，也要我们如何去对待人的话，我们就要看看 神如何的对人说话是通过耶稣，神如何的对待人是通过耶稣，神如何的吸引人也是想通过耶稣。所以我们也要有这么一个耶稣作为我们的一个标准，我们要可以吸引所有的人到耶稣的面前来。
Now look at verse 2.
然后我们到第二节。
The religious people,
啊，我们就
看到 the Bible believers,
他们那个读 Bible 的人读。
They're so happy. They're so happy that this group is going to Jesus, right? Isn't that what verse 2 says? They're rejoicing. They're coming to Jesus. Is that what verse 2 is saying?
那些宗教人士，他们熟读圣经，他们明白神的心意，他们是不是看见这些罪人到耶稣面前，他们好高兴的？哦，你看这些被社会所唾弃的、没有希望的人都到耶稣面前来了。哦，我们欢喜快乐，是这样吗？
Look at verse 2. The Pharisees, these are the, of their day, they are the Bible believers. They know God's law. They know his rules. The scribes, they know the law. They read it. They memorize it. Their hearts should be shaped by God's heart because it's God's word. They should reflect the heart of God. Are they?
Yeah, 我们现在看见这些法利赛人和文士，他们就是当时代的熟读圣经的人。他们去研究圣经，他们的圣经真的很清楚，对神的一些律法、各样的一些条例，他们都知道得很清楚。啊，我们就想到他们熟读圣经，又明白神的这些的规条，他们可能能够完全得着神、摸着神的心，是这样的吗
？So look at verse 2. It says they're murmuring.
然后我们看看他们在心里确实在议论，在心里头在抱怨。
Murmuring, what a word! You like that word? Murmuring, grumbling, complaining.
他们在心里头议论，他们在心里头抱怨。
Do you do that?
你有没有这样抱怨过？有没有行
动？ I do it.
我常常这样。
Sometimes when people come over my house, I don't want them. Why are they here? You ever do that? You never done that?
如果有些我不喜欢的人是要到我家里来，我就说他们又来了。
My wife tells me, so-and-so is coming over. Oh, I get weak at the knees. You never do that? I do that.
Yeah.
I shouldn't, but I do it. I know it's a bad example.
我们也常常这样去抱怨，也常常去心里议论。我们不应该这样子，但是我们常常这样。
Well, that's what they're doing because people in great need are coming to the healer, coming to Jesus. And they're like, oh, this guy receives these people? What is this?
Yeah, 他们之所以这样做，是因为他们没有意识到那最需要耶稣、最需要医治、最需要耶稣救恩的人来到耶稣面前，而他们却不理解。他们说啊，怎么耶稣和这样的一些人接触？
I mean, if you are ever going to get God's attention in a negative way, which I don't want God's attention in a negative way ever, complain, murmur, grumble, and God just perks up. Oh, what's going on over here? He does not like that at all. Just FYI.
如果你想引起神的注意，而是要引起神的一种比较负面的注意的话，我教你一招，这个绝对有作用。你就是去发牢骚，你就是不高兴，你就是去抱怨，这样呢，神就会一听说，哦，这什么事情发生了，看看是谁，哦。
And how do we know that? Look at the Exodus. God rescues his people from slavery. From slavery, and then within 3 days, oh, we better go back to Egypt where there's water and there's food. And oh, why? God's like, And eventually, because of their murmuring, they have to wander for 40 years and die.
Yeah, 大家不要小看这个发牢骚、这个抱怨这么一件事情。想一想埃及，想一想以色列人，当神用大能的膀臂将他们从埃及地、从为奴之地救出来之后，他们不再做奴隶了。但他们在旷野头行走了三天，就开始发怨言：“哦，我们要回埃及去，在这里没有食物，没有水，我们都要死到这里，都要死到这个地方了。”然后神看着说：“啊，怎么这样子这样的人呢、啊？”所以也正是因为他们不断的这样的发怨言，神让他们在旷野里头漂流了四十年之久。
So kids, when you're like, oh, this food again, oh, it's so hot, oh, you know, your parents are going, you're getting your parents' attention in a bad way. They don't like that. And God doesn't like it either. So God tells this story to reveal what's in their heart because they're not aware of it.
所以孩子们，你们做小孩的，你们要注意啊，不要抱怨啊，什么说这个饭不好吃，天气这么热，天天这样子在 父母的面前说，父母就说啊哈啊，父母就注意了，是吧？不要这样。
Right? Like God brings circumstances into our life because we too are ignorant of what's in our heart. Like I probably told this already, but I used to think before I was married, I was really patient. And then I got married and I realized, oh, I'm very impatient. And I started blaming my new wife that she's the reason why I'm impatient. And God's like, buddy, you've always been impatient. You've just been blind to it. Interesting. Interesting.
因为我们在发怨言的时候，事实上是显露了我们内心究竟是怎么一个状况。我给大家以前讲过这个故事，就在我结婚之前，我认为我自己是一个很有忍耐心的人。直到我结了婚之后，我发现我常常的没有耐心，然后我就开始想，我之所以没有没有耐心，是因为这一个我娶的这个媳妇儿啊，我太太她有问题。然后神就提醒我说，不对。不是你太太使你没耐心，是你太太把你的没耐心给显露出来了。
He has an amazing memory. I mean, what a blessing. He's so smart. I'm like, I have ADHD, so the minute someone would be, I'd be like, what'd they say? I'd be a bad translator. I don't remember anything. He's good. He's good.
I remember you told the story because I recorded every bad.
Yeah, you know it. It's down. I say it a lot. So all that's important for us to dive into the story. You have to understand what I just said to understand like why Jesus is saying what he's saying and why it's so powerful.
所以我们刚才所讲的这一切只是为我们做个铺垫，好让我们好进入到耶稣所讲的比喻里头去。
Okay. So Jesus starts off with the first story. What does it deal with?
然后耶稣开始讲的一个
He's building to this story that we're going to talk about. So he's like, all right, these people don't know their heart. These are religious people. They say they know God, but they really don't know God. So I need to explain it to them. I need to show them the heart of God. They need to see the heart of God. So I'm going to tell a story. What's the first story have to do with?
所以耶稣就说，哦，这些人他们自以为，他们很公义，其实他们不明白自己究竟是什么一个状况。第二，他们以为他们很明白神的心意，其实他们一点不明白神的心意。所以呢，我要给他们讲一些故事，讲一些比喻，让他们能够看清自己的本相，也看清神的心意。
Deals with animals. All right, they can relate to that, right? That's part of their business. It's part of their life. Animals, sheep. Okay, we get it.
所以第一件事情，他就讲的故事就是关于一个动物的故事。
Do you guys have sheep?
你们家有羊吗?
You don't want sheep. My daughters are work on a they volunteer on a farm. Oh, the sheep are really they're dirty. They're really dirty.
Really dirty. 我女儿在一个农场里头帮工的时候，那里头有这个有这个羊。那个羊我告诉你，羊不是那看的绵羊小绵羊白白净净的很好看，但是羊就真是很脏的。
But we don't have sheep. We have dogs. Maybe we have cats.
你没有羊的话，你住在家里头，可能你会有狗、有猫。
I have two dogs, a golden and a retriever. The retriever is awesome. Golden is so bougie; it's such a pain. They always have issues. I totally recommend a Labrador retriever. Amazing dog. So obedient.
我有两条狗，一个是 golden， 一个是 retriever 啊。他们但是呢，有一个就很好，另外一个呢就很难搞。
Guess how many cats we have?My wife will kill me because she told me never to tell people how many cats we have. But I'm going to tell you. I'm going to let you in on the secret.
你们可猜一猜我家有多少只猫啊？这个对你们一定要保守秘密，因为如果我太太知道我在告诉你们我家有多少只猫的话，我回家的话可能就要被处置了啊。
So we have two dogs, two nice sized dogs. So that should be enough, right? Enough.
我们两只狗
，no more，
应该就足够了，是不是
？Then we have three cats.
然后我们有三只猫。
No, I'm teasing. We actually have five.
其实我们有。
I know it's worse. It's bad. It's bad. It is. It's bad. It's crazy. Seven animals, and they're all female. My daughters are all. I'm the only male in the house.
而且无论是狗，无论是猫。
No joke.
都是母的，所以我们家里头除了我太太、三个女儿，所有的动物都是母的，就我一个是公的。
I have like zero influence in the house. I'm like a spider on the wall. That's it. Everyone's running the house. I try to get in there. I know. You're not defeating all that. No, no way.
因为我是那独一的一个一个雄性的在那里。所以呢，我在那个家里头的话，那个话语是很没有分量的啊。
Now, I know if I lost one of those cats, my daughters or the dog, if they went missing, it would be chaos. It would be like running around the neighborhood, posting, because they love those animals, right?
如果我们家的有只狗，一个小动物如果掉的话，那就麻烦了。那一定会，我们要倾竭尽全力的去寻找。
And if we lost them and found them, there'd be great rejoicing. And so Jesus is saying, like, you get that, you understand that when you lose something that's valuable, like an animal or something, it's important you rejoice when you find it, even if it's just one of them.
所以他就意思就是说，如果我们的宠物掉了找回来的话，我们就会很开心。所以耶稣用这个比喻就告诉说，如果你有动物掉了的话，找回来就会极其的开心。And
Jesus says, and he said, it just, he fits it in, just very small. He says, well, when sinners repent, there's rejoicing too, by the way.
所以，但是耶稣很会讲，他只在中间最后他就插入一点说，在天上一个罪人悔改所带来的喜乐，比99个不需要悪悔改的义人还要大。
And then Jesus tells another story.
然后耶稣接着讲了另外一个故事，把故事引入更高的层
Wait, wait, wait.
Oh,
wait, hold on. Oh, wait, wait, they're on me. Oh, thank goodness. I got it. I got it. And that does happen a lot, by the way. You're like, oh my gosh, I don't have it. Oh, wait, there. Well, he tells us about money. We can all understand that. Someone loses a coin, she sweeps the house, she finds, oh, I found the money. I found my keys.
就掉了之后，然后他找到之后，那个富人好高兴，好高兴说：“哦，我找到我的钱了。”
So now remember, the sinners and the tax collectors hear this story, and the Bible believers, the religious people, are listening to this story.
我们就想一想，在他面前的，无论是宗教人士还是熟读圣经的人，他们都听到这个故事了。
And so they get it with the animals, they get it with the coins, and Jesus fits it in again, and just like the excitement over finding the silver coin, when a sinner repents, there is rejoicing in heaven.
同样的，耶稣就那些宗教人士，他们听见了这个动物的和钱的，银钱的故事。但是耶稣在银钱的故事之后，也加入一点点说，一个罪人悔改在天上带来的一个这么极大的喜乐。
And then Jesus goes into the big story, because now he's going right for their heart. He's going, I know you kind of get it. Now you're really going to get it.
So, 耶稣讲了前面两个故事之后，开始讲那个最大的一个故事。这个故事就直指法利赛人和文士他们的心。他们如果在以前还没有完全摸着的这个故事的意思的话，这一次就直击人心，他们就必须清楚。
And Jesus tells this super, super famous, powerful story.
耶稣讲的就是这一个举世闻名的一个故事，是他讲的。
And listen, you probably won't even remember the little points I make here and there, but you will always remember this story, which is great because Jesus is the master teacher, and that's good that you will remember that.
虽然说我们有些时候可能记不得每一个细节，但是我们读过的人都会记得这个故事本身。
Because Jesus is going to animals, which are important, talks about money, which is important, but then he talks about the most important thing in the world. You say what? People. People, because Jesus died for people. He didn't die for animals and he didn't die for coins. He died for people. You say some people, all types of people, rich, poor, doesn't matter to him. He died for them. Remember that.
Oh, 耶稣他前面讲到动物是很重要，然后讲了金钱，讲了银钱也是很重要，但是耶稣最后讲了一个故事的。 最中心的地方，也是最重要的、最有价值的，就是人。因为耶稣来的话，他是为人而来的，他为人而死。无论你是穷人，无论你是富人，只要你是人，他来了之后，他就是为着人所死的。所以耶稣他最后就要讲到人的价值，一个罪人悔改的事情。所以我们请大家记住这一点。
What types of men did Jesus die for? All men. What types of women? All women. What types of races? All races. It doesn't matter. He died for all. You say, how do we know that? The cross. He died for sinners.
耶稣,
all of us.
耶稣来是为人死的, 他是为哪个种族的人死的？为所有的种族人都死的。怎么知道这个呢？你就看十字架，因为他在十字架上带来的救恩是给所有的，超越任何的性别、超越任何的种族的，只要愿意相信的人。
The Pharisees and scribes did not believe that. They said he died for some, not all.
法利赛人和文士他们认为耶稣只是为某一类的人死的。
God's going to change their mind.
但是
Maybe.
神不会说改变他的改变他的心意。
Maybe he's trying to change their mind. He's not going to force you to change your mind, FYI. If you want to be stubborn, be stubborn. But God's going to give you the truth. He's going to want you to change. But if you don't want to change, you're not going to change.
但是神不会不会不会强迫你去改变你的心意，但是他会把真理告诉你，然后告诉你说你需要改变，改变不改变还是操之于你。
So he tells the final story, which is about a family. That's awesome. I get that.
最后一个故事讲的是一个家庭故事啊，大家都喜欢听家庭故事。
And each person in this story has a role, and each person in this story signifies the group of people that Jesus is talking to.
在这个家庭里头，每一个人员都有他的角色，而每一个角色都是要。代表耶稣所要讲的故事里头的一个更高的角色在里面。
Who do you think the father in the story is representing?
谁是这个父亲在这个故事里头所代表的？
He's representing, of course, God.
他是代表上帝。
He's in the center.
他是在这个图片里头，他在正中间，父亲就代表上帝。
Who's the younger son representing?
那小儿子代表谁呢？
The sinners and the tax collectors.
就是我们刚才提到的，就是罪人和税吏。
Who's the older son representing?
那么那大儿子代表谁呢？
The Pharisees and scribes. You better believe it.
那就是法利赛人和文士啊，你可能不，你可能。
And so you have three groups of people.
有三组的人。
And they all represent somebody in this story.
他们都在这个在这个故事里头能够找到代表自己的。
They all represent somebody in the audience.
也在我们中间，你也看到这里头的故事，你都能找到你的角色。
Now it's important to understand that all three of them are actually prodigals. You know what that word means, prodigal? We call this the parable of the prodigal son. But it's actually the story of the prodigal everywhere. They're all prodigals. The father's a prodigal. The older son's a prodigal. The younger son is a prodigal. They're all prodigals.
其实这三个角色在这个故事里头都可以说是有点过分的，他们都是有点过度的。这个儿子是一个过度的儿子，那个小儿子是一个很过度的，在某个方面是很过分、很过度的。大儿子也是在某个方面很过分、很过度的。这个父亲也是在某个方面比较，那是相当的过分、相当的过度的。
The younger son is a prodigal in terms of being excessive. He's excessive. But what is he excessive about? He's excessively selfish.
这个小儿子他有他过分的地方，他有过度的地方。他过度的地方就是他是过度的自私。
And the father in the story is also a prodigal because he's excessive. But he's excessively selfless.
而这一个父亲他也是有过度了，他也是很过分，他过分的怎么样，他过分的无私，他过分的过分的舍己。
And the older son is also excessive, he's also a prodigal, but he's excessively self-righteous.
而这个大儿子他的过分在什么地方呢？就过分的自义，自以为义。
You got it?
大家都听清楚了吗？
Younger son,excessively selfish. Me, I want.
这个小儿子是过分的，就是自我中心，一切都是我。
Doesn't he do that to the father?
他怎么对他的父亲去对待？
Can you imagine your children going up to you now, like your younger children going, I want my inheritance now. What would you think?
如果你的小儿子，我有两个儿子，如果我的小儿子跑来找我说，我要我现在你要你把我当得的那个遗产你给我。
I'd be like, well, for that to happen, I have to die.
我就跟他说，
What are they telling me?
我要死才能得到啊。
Right? They're basically saying, I want my money now, and if you're here, what, just die so I got my money. I want to do what I want with my money, with your money.
Oh,
but that to happen, you got to die.
那小儿子其实就在说，嗯，我就是想要有我的钱，我的钱呢就在你死的时候我才能得到，所以呢，我希望你死，这样子我就可以得到我的钱。
That's a pretty heavy thing. This is what the younger son in the story so tells the father. So just unbelievably selfish son.
这个儿子他在这个故事里头，他就这样对他父亲说的。所以你能看见这个儿子真的是一个极度过度的一个自我中心自私的人。
Now, what does he want to do with this money? This inheritance, some of this money, what does he want to do with it?
他拿到钱了之后要去干什么呢?
He wants to go to Vegas. He goes to the far country. He goes to the far country, far, far away from the place of holiness, the place of protection. I'm going to Vegas. That's what the son wants to do.
Yeah,
and he wants to just waste it on all the things he's always wanted to do but couldn't.
他有这个钱做他一直想要做但却没能做的事情，因为钱的事情束缚了。
Do you see how the devil and the world and your flesh can get into your mind and go, oh, if I could just be there, if I could just have her, if I could just have this, everything would be great.
大家想一想这个世界的王撒旦他用什么样的方法来刺激我们的肉体。 他会跟我说，哦，只要我能够在那个地方，只要我能够得到那个人，哦，只要我有这一件的事情，那么我的生活，我的生命就丰满了，就够了。And
if you're given the opportunity, would you take it?
如果有这样的机会给你的话，你会去做这个事情，去得到你一直梦寐以求的吗？
Some people do.
有些人就是这样子。And
you know what they realize when they do?
你知道他们做了之后会学什么样的功课吗？
What I was imagining here wasn't as pleasurable as actually doing the thing I've always wanted to do. There's a disconnect. There's something not right about this.
因为其实呢，就是说我一直想，一直梦寐以求，觉得说在那个地方做那件事情会给我带来一个很大的满足。可是我真的到了一个地方，真的做那件事情的时候，发现并没有得到。
See, why do some people, not all people, but why do some people want to go to Vegas? Because they want to live a life without the rules, or without their wife, or without their kids, or without their job. They want to be in a fantasy world. That's what they want to do. So they travel to Vegas. That's what the son was trying to do. It's going to a far country. To just waste the money, to live high.
有些人喜欢去拉斯维加斯，并非所有的人，中间有些人他们想到那去，他们的目的就有一个，就是我到那个地方去之后，我就可以不受约束，我就可以做一些这些限制很少的地方，在那里我想过一个我想过的生活，他们以为在那个地方呢就会可以有一个不一样的满足在里面。 这就是这个小儿子在这个故事里所想象的。那么你要想想，那个远方到远方去，你的远方在哪里？
Your far country might be things on your phone. I don't know. That's a far country for a lot of people.
现在有些人的远方就是自己的手机。But
we all have a far country.
我们每一个人都有自己心中的诗和远方。Where
you are attempting to live somewhere or experience something without God.
你有没有想过你要经历一些事情，你要想得到一些东西，在那里没有神的限制。
And this is what this son does. He leaves the father. He runs off.
他要离开他的父亲，远离他的家乡。
And where do you see the son eventually? What eventually happens to the son?
那就想想这个小儿子最终他的结局是怎么样子的。
Well, his excessive selfishness catches up with him.
他极度的过度的自私，终究是罪有应得。And
he's not investing the money, so eventually the money runs out.
所以，因为他没有好好的去投资经营这个钱，这个钱很快就坐吃山空，没有了。
And the people who he thought were his friends want nothing to do with them now because he has no money.
以前跟他一起挥霍欢乐的人，现在都远离他，不想跟他在一起了。
And Jesus tells a story that he winds up with the pigs. And he's desiring the food that the pigs are eating. That's how far he's come.
你想一想，这个耶稣讲这个故事说，终究他是要去喂猪，他甚至想吃猪吃的东西，那猪都不想吃的东西啊，猪吃的东西都没有谁给他。
I mean, where does he start? He starts with his father in his father's home, protected by his father, eating well, having job, having family, leaves it. He ends up with pigs.
你看他在当初的时候有个家，有父亲，有一个家庭，有充足的食物，有很温暖的家，好吧？但是现在他最后到什么地方？到一个遥远的地方，和猪混在一起。
Now, we all love bacon, right? You guys all love pork. Who doesn't like pork? Everything's better with pork,
哦，我们想想吧，猪有什么不好
right?
呢？是吧？吃猪肉多好啊，吃点火腿挺好的。
I always order vegetable lo mein and it's terrible. And I'm like, why is it so bad? Because there's no pork in it. It should be pork lo mein.
我常常吃素
True
的时候，我
story.
觉得不好吃，是为什么？因为没有肉，没有那个猪肉在里头。
Do they not like pork? Nobody likes pork?
Oh, neck
No,
pork.
come on, you like pork, right? Well, to a first century Jew, pork is like no way. So the story is so powerful because pigs were ceremonially unclean, filthy. And so Jesus telling this story was shocking to the audience. Wouldn't be shocking to us, but shocking to them because they're like, oh, he's ceremonially unclean.
那耶稣在讲这个故事，讲给第一世纪的人听的时候，猪所表达的意思跟我们现在讲的那个很可口的火腿肠什么的没有什么关系的啊。他什么呢？他那个时候在第一世纪的人要吃猪肉，说那不可能的，那是禁戒的食物。为什么呢？因为猪在礼仪上是不洁净的，而这么一个儿子呢，他终究一个作为一个犹太人的孩子，最后却去和猪混在一起。
So that's the left side of the photo. There he is.
我们看看
There he is.
他这个中间这个儿子，他身上都
What
有
is
伤吗？
Jesus? Jesus is trying to show you complete spiritual ruin. This son is completely ruined spiritually. He's a mess, a hot mess.
所以耶稣他在这地方给大家看到的这个儿子，从灵性上而言的话，他完完全全的失败了，一团糟。
Remember this. Sin always, always, always. Always over promises and under delivers. Remember that.
所以大家一定要记得，大家一定要记得，罪往往都给你一个很丰满的一个许诺，但是在现实，在给你的回报里头，却是极度极度的贫乏。
The world, Satan, your body. Always says one thing: freedom, true happiness is away from God. That's what it says all the time. That you will really be happy if you're not in church, not reading your Bible, not hanging out with Christians. If you didn't have God, you'd be super free and super happy. And it's a lie.
这个世界，这个肉体和这个撒旦都给你一个很虚假的一个承诺，说如果你远离圣经、远离教会、远离神，你会得到一个真实的自由啊！你在那个自由里头呢，就从来再不会受这个限制，好像就说这个自由才是真正的自由一样。
So look at the photo. Remember that picture. That picture is telling you that when you leave God, walk away from God, silence the voice of God, it will lead to despair. It will lead to unhappiness, pure and simple.
而这个图片就告诉你，当我们离开上帝、离开神的话语的时候，我们得到的却是一个虚空，得到的却是这么一个完完全全的破碎。
And the Pharisees and scribes are going, okay, he gets what he deserves. He gets what he deserves. He was with the father. He was disrespectful to the father. He did the wrong thing, wasted his money. So good, good.
法利赛人和文士他们一听说这个小孩是罪有应得呀，他这个。应该的，应该的，这是好事。
Do you ever have judgments like that with people?
你心里是不是也会常常这样的去
You know they're making a bad decision. You know they're wrong. And they do it. They dismiss what you say. They do it. It's a disaster. And you're just waiting for the phone call. They're coming back. I knew it. And you're going, I told you.
你有没有这样的经历？就是看见人，你知道说你做了一个错误的决定，你这个是错误的，你后面会要后悔的。然后呢，他们就一意孤行继续那样去，你就在旁边冷眼的旁观。你说好，我就等等到你有一天你电话打过来说，他真的倒霉了。But
that's not how God works.
但是这不是神这样做的。
Remember that.
神不是这么做的。
That's how I work. That's how you work, though we shouldn't. That's how the world works. It's not how God works. That's not his heart.
这个是你这样，你会这样做，我会这样做，世界会这样做，但上帝不是这样的。
God never takes pleasure in the tea of what happened. Oh, really? Are you serious? Good. I'm glad. That's not God.
神从来不会看见一个人，他陷在罪里面不可自拔，在一个空虚、捆绑、羞辱里头的时候，他说：“嗯，他这个罪有应得，嗯，他给他做的挺，这个我很高兴，他终于受到这一个惩罚了。”
And this is why reading the Bible and thinking about it, like getting it into your brain, is so important, because we're not wired that way. And God is wired completely different than us. He thinks completely different than us. He takes no pleasure in people's misery. He takes no pleasure that people mess up. He doesn't condemn them. He feels sorry for them. He shows compassion. He, unlike us. He's completely different.
这就是为什么我们读圣经，我们读圣经的时候，我们发现一件事情：神他自己的本性里头的思考跟我们人完全不一样。在他里面没有一点点的幸灾乐祸，他不会看见一个人倒霉，他就会心里很高兴，他一点都没有。这是和我们完全不一样的地方。So
the son comes to himself. He goes, "I'm going to go back to dad. That's what I'm going to do. Even if I'm a slave, it's just, I got to go back to dad, because this is a disaster."
这个儿子他怎么想？他说：“哦，我要回到我父亲那里去。我回去之后，可能结局不会很好，但是我还是要去找他。我告诉他说，我不配做你的儿子。”And
as he journeys home,
当他回家的路上,
the father is not going, "Yep, you see this? You see this guy? Yeah, here he, I told you he'd be back. I told you. Look at he's a mess."
他父亲是不是站在那地方看他回来，就说你看是不是啊？我跟你讲过呀，他会倒霉，他会回来的，他会一塌糊涂的。你看他是不是这样子的？
No, he does the most unlikely thing. And again, shocking for first century Jews. This is shocking. The father runs to him.
你看这个父亲他怎么做的？他又是一件在做出了一件对第一世纪的犹太人极为震惊的事情，他就直接的跑向那个儿子。
And he falls down at the son's feet and just weeps with him.
他看见儿子回来，他就直接跑过去，他就满脸泪流的就去迎接他的儿子回来。
In ancient Jewish culture, dignified, cultured men never ran.
在犹太人的文化里头，在古代的犹太人的文化里头，一个有尊严的年老的人，他从来不跑的。
I mean, do you see how Jesus dismantles so much of traditional culture?
你们可以看见耶稣他是如何的这样子突破的犹太人他们所想象的所有的传统所有的框架的来讲这个故事没有。
The father runs to the son.
这父亲跑过去迎接儿子。
Why?
为什么这样?
Because remember this, love always moves faster than judgment with God.
大家想一想，因为爱永远都比这个定罪要跑得更快。
Before the son even finishes his speech, the father embraces him.
在那个儿子还没有说完他话的时候，那父亲就已经是抱着了他。That's
the radical nature of grace.
这个就是这一个恩典这个概念，他最激进的地方。
The son is this selfish, disrespectful son is receiving something from the father that he doesn't deserve. That's called grace. It's called a gift.
我们看见这个儿子，他这个极度自私的、极度的不尊重他父亲的这样一个完全的破落的儿子。 从他的父亲那里得到的是他完全不配的。
God is so significantly more loving than you even imagine.
神的慈爱远超过你能所想象的那个程度。
God is significantly greater in his grace and mercy than you can even fathom.
神在他的恩典和他的连续里头向我们所展示的远超过你能想象的日子。
And the story goes on. He brings the son, get the robe for him.
然后这个故事还没有结束，他把那个儿子迎接之后接着说什么，给他穿上袍子。
Put a ring on his hand.
给他戴上戒指。
Give him sandals.
而且给他穿上鞋子。
We're going to have a massive pizza party.
我们 要开一个很大的 party。
I mean, this story is insane, right?
You'd be like, this is crazy.
But this is a picture of complete restoration.
这是一个图像，一个图景，就表明的是一个完全的关系的恢复。
The son comes back. Maybe I'll be my dad's servant.
他想着儿子回家，小儿子回去，想着说我回家之后，也许我可以做我父亲的奴仆吧。
The father says, no, you're my child.
而父亲说什么？说不，你不是我奴仆，你是我儿子。
You feel that?
你们感到这个
you need to feel that as a person sitting here today.
我们要仔细的去感受这么一个张力，这么一个令人不可思议。
And this is why you can come to God with anything and everything. And he will embrace you sometimes, always.
要知道无论我们的境况什么样，无论我们有什么需要，我们都可以到神的面前来，不是一两次，乃是总是，只要我们到他面前来，他都要迎接我们。
There is nothing you have done, there is nothing you're doing now, there's nothing that you could do in the future that would stop God from treating you this way if you turn to him. He will run to you, he will embrace you. He says now, come to me, all you that labor and heavy laden, and what? I will give you pain, I will give you rest. Rest for your soul.
大家看看，无论你过去做了什么事情，无论你现在做什么，也无论你将来会做怎样的事情，只要你开始要回转到神的面前的时候，他就会要跑向你，他就会接纳你，他就会把这一些的把这所有的关系都完完全全的来恢复。
So every time I don't go to God with my sin, I'm a fool. I'm being foolish. I have a wrong thinking about God. I'm thinking, oh, he's not going to forgive me this time. Oh, he can't forgive this. Oh, but I promised and I broke that. Oh, I'm not going to go to God. I'm being foolish. I have a bad image of God. God's going, Joe, I'm right here. Come to me.
如果每一次我觉得自己有罪，我不好意思到神的面前来的时候， 我就成为一个傻瓜。为什么？因为神说，无论你做了什么，无论你会你还会做什么，你只要回头到我这里来，我都会接纳你。就像耶稣所说的，无论你担着什么样的担子，你到他面前来，他都会使你灵里头得安息。
I mean, Jesus Christ, God, in human form, died on a cross for my sins. Do you think that I surprise God with anything that I do? Do you think I surprise God with anything that I think? Any foolishness that I do? Do you think I really take God by surprise? He's like, I died for you. I know, Joe, you are a hot mess. I know that.
你想一想，耶稣在十字架上为我死了，你想神会觉得很惊讶，我会做了这么坏的事情吗？对不对？因为他在十字架上都为我死了，我做怎么样的，我是怎么样的一个人，都不会使神感到惊讶。但是神他一个不变的爱，只要我们回头的时候，他就接纳我。
So if you're holding on to something from the past, some sins currently, just let it go in God's hands. Give it to him. Remember, if you don't let it go, it's going to continue to drag you. You don't let something go, it drags you down. Let it go. Give it to God. Receive his forgiveness. Receive that picture in the middle. He wants to embrace you. That's the point of this story. It's so beautiful. Receive it. Believe it. Do it.
如果你还有任何的事情你抓着不放，认为因着这个事情会阻拦你到神的面前来，你就想一想这个图片，想一想这个图景，就是中间的这个儿子 被父亲所接纳的时候，你就知道说你还是可以回到神的面前。
Whatever guilt you have, whatever you feel condemned by, give it to God and be free. His blood covers it. His blood covers it. You're free. Because his blood covers it. You're not just free because you're free. You're free because he paid the price. You say, why did he do that? Because he loves you and he wants you to move forward. Wow, thank you, God. That's what you should be saying. Wow, no one on earth is like that. Exactly.
所以我们就是这样。I have to stop him. 所以我们都很兴奋，想到这一点是吧？无论什么样的事情发生了，我们都可以回到神的面前来。神总是会接纳我们，神总是会把我们再重新的恢复，以至于我们可以重新再出发。
So the story's over. Let's just go home. We're done. We're done.
好，那样子的故事
That's
完成
it.
了，我们是不是故事也结束了？我们就回家了。
Not so fast.
还不要，还没有。
Who's the elephant in the room?
我们还有一个房间里有一个大象，是谁？
It's this guy. Uh-oh. Uh-oh. Who's
哦，
he?
看左边那一位，
He's not looking happy.
看左边那一位。
This is unfair.
他说：“那个人说什么？这个不公平，
This is not right.
这个不对。”
My younger brother.
哎呦，想到那个，我的小弟弟啊，简直太麻烦了。
And he doesn't even call him brothers. Like you're this your son. He's yours, not
他
mine.
说这是你的儿子。
Hey, what's going on over there? Oh yeah, your brother came back. Oh
他
man.
说他，你父亲的儿子，你的弟兄回来了。他说哪有这么一个弟兄？
What are they doing for him? Oh, they're throwing him a feast. They're giving him a pizza party.
他从田里回来，家里面有一个。
His head's gonna come off his shoulders. He's so livid. He's so infuriated. He's aggravated. It's like, oh my gosh, I can't believe this is happening.
他真的是很生气，想到他的弟弟回来之后，父亲给他办一个很大的 party。
I mean, he is coming apart at the scene. What is it called? He's crashing. He's crashing. He's big time crashing.
他是一个，他要来砸场子了，他要让这个。
I think that's the word, right? Am I right, young people? Oh, yeah, I've been learning that word this weekend when me and my wife were freaking out. My kids were like, yo, you're crashing.
他说你是砸场子的人。
I like that word. And that's what the older son is doing. He is furious.
他很生气。
As you would be.
如果是你，你也会很生气。
See, from the older son's perspective, this is just reeks. This reeks of unfairness.
那个，对这个大儿子而言的话，这件事情可以说是最不公平的。
Wait, the excessively selfish son comes back, and dad, you're treating him like a prince. This is unfair.
你想想看，一个极度自私、自我中心，把你的钱财都花光了的人，回到家里来，你父亲、爸爸，你竟然为他
I mean,
这样来
Dad.
对待他，这不公平，绝对不公平。
I mean, Dad. I know you're excessively selfless, but this is out of control.
我知道父亲你是一个很无私的人，但是这个事情还是过度了，过分了。
You know what's interesting about unfairness sometimes?
你们想想关于这个公平的故事。
We hate it when other people get it, but we love when we get it.
我们看见别人得到不公正的待遇，不公正的就是好的方面的待遇的时候，我
I
们很不高
only
兴，但是我们得到我们很开心。
you and I only like unfairness when it's in our favor.
哎，我们喜欢不公正，是如
Yes,
果对我们好而不公正，我们高兴；对别
right?
人好而不公正，我们不开心。
You know, that's like, you know, you're at Disney World and you see the people, they pay the fast pass. And you're like, wow, I've been staying here for 3 hours. They get right in. This is ridiculous. This is unfair. They shouldn't allow that. But they do. And when you get the fast pass, you go, this is awesome. This is so
如果
good.
我们去那个游乐场玩的话，那他们有那种通票、快票、快到票啊，你看到我在这边排队，太阳晒的，他们就走前面去，你就这么算。 那这真的不公平。他们不就是有点臭钱嘛，是吧？所以今天就跑上去了。但如果你买了那个的话，你看着别人他妈等待，你就走到前面去，你感觉爽极了。
Or the Costco line sometimes on the holiday weekend, and it's like it's from the cashier down by, you know, by the beverages and by the you know, by the paper towels. It's like the whole line. And imagine someone just and getting up to the front because somebody was holding them a spot. You're like, oh, come on, man. It's ridiculous.
再比方说，我们要买东西，要 check out 有很长的队的时候，有些人就在前面哗哗走到前面去，就让他们进去。你心想，这不公平啊，这怎么回事嘛？
But if someone came to you and said, "Oh, I got a spot for you up here," you'd be like, "Really? Awesome."
但是如果有一个人看见你站在最后的，他跑到那里面说：“哎，你跟我来，我那边有一个地方给你啊。”那你就很高兴了，你就走过去了。
So this is the son, right? He's excessively self-righteous. He's not selfish and he is not selfless. He is self-righteous.
哎，我们看这个大儿子，他不是一个很自私的人，他也不是一个觉很不自私的人，但是他是一个很自以为意的人。
And listen, he's got a good resume. I'm a good son. I don't do anything wrong. I do whatever dad says.
如果你看这个大儿子的简历的话啊，求职简历，你看了以后的话，他没有做任何错的事。
Even though in my heart, I hate it. I hate this.
啊，
But I'll do it.
但是呢，这个 resume 它不能够体现我的心，我的心里头可能充满了仇恨。
I love my dad with my lips.
然后说，你看我爱我的父亲
But deep down, I'm like, oh, this guy, wait till I take over. My
啊，
brother's finished.
哎，你看见没有？但他是心里头想着这个父亲怎么这样
Right?
子的，竟然
So
这样子为
interesting.
我的弟弟来准备一个party。
The older son says to his dad, I served you, I obeyed you, I've never transgressed a commandment. Why are you doing this for this guy? This son of yours. No, it's your brother. This son of
你
yours.
看没有？他怎么说？他说：“父亲，你这怎么回事？我服侍你，我顺服你，我从未违背你的命令。你看，你儿子，他们说我兄弟啊，你儿子回来，你竟然这样对待他。
See, the son thinks my obedience to my father puts my father in debt to me.
他就认为说，我以前服侍我父亲，顺服我父亲，我父亲又欠我一大笔了。”
God, I obey you, but you better give me blessing.
然后就说神啊，你看我顺服你啊，我来服侍你，
I'm
你他
reading.
妈你一定要祝福我，你不祝福我的话，你就不公平了。
God, I'm being good. You owe me.
你看没有啊？这个我对你好，你也要对我好，
No way, right? That's self-righteous.
这就是自以为意的人的态度。
And this is what the Pharisees and scribes were struggling with. They are the older son going, Jesus, why are you being so merciful to these people who are just disobeying? They're doing horrible things. Why are you? Because God's heart is mercy.
这就是大儿子他不能够理解的，他就总是在质问上帝：“你为什么对这些那么不堪，不应该受到这么好的待遇的你这样做呢？”他就没有意识到，他没有摸到神的心，神就是要这样以极大的恩典和怜悯来对待那些需要的人。
What's God's heart?
那么神的心就是什么样子？
Excessively graceful.
那就是极度的过分的一个。恩慈，
He constantly wants to give you what you don't deserve.
他一直要想给你一些你不配的东西。
That's God's heart. I'm going to give you everything.
他说：“我要给你你所需要的所有的东西。
You say they don't deserve it. Yep, He gives it to them.
”你说：“哦，我不配。”他说：“你不配是这个，我要给你。
God shouldn't do that. Well, he's excessively graceful.
”God，神不需要这样做，但他就是这样做，因为他就是极度的恩典。
For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son.
你看，神他是如此的爱世人，甚至把他的独一的儿子赐给他们。
God is also excessively merciful.
神也是极度的连续怜悯。
That means he withholds what you do deserve.
所以他这个就他是把他你当受的一切的对待和对付，他呢却把他给 他却把他给收住，不释放出去。
The older son is right. The son deserves to be a servant. The younger son deserves nothing. The younger son deserves to grovel on the ground.
你看没有？这个小儿子确实，他应该得到什么？他应该得到惩罚。他应该得到的就应该就是在地上。
But God, with a heart of compassion, goes, I'm withholding the judgment. I'm not giving him what he deserves. I'm going to be merciful because that's my heart.
但是上帝他没有说 OK，他应该要配受刑罚，他应该被配受打倒在地。但是上帝说不，我不这样。为什么？因为在他极度的过分的一个连续里头，他说这一切的刑罚我不加给他。
See, what the story is doing is it's challenging your notions of who you think God is and what you think God is like.
这个故事就给我们有一个很大的挑战，就是我们心目中对着神的认识就是怎么样子的。
The story is challenging you to consider how far will God go for a sinner?
这个就给我们一个挑战，让我们看看神他为了罪人，他会做怎么样的过度的一些事情出来。
How far will God go with a self-righteous person?
神会如何的对待一个自我为义的人？
And if you notice, what does Jesus say in the story? The father says to the son, Son, thou art, is he saying this to the self-righteous son? Thou art ever with me, and all that I have is thine. It was right that it was meet that we should make merry and be glad, for this thy brother was dead and is alive again. And was lost and is found.
哎，但是这个父亲他是怎么对大儿子说？他说：“儿子，你常和我同在，我一切所有的都是你的。只是你这个兄弟是死而复活，死而又得的，所以我们理当欢喜快乐。
And the older son in the story should be rejoicing. Not that he says, oh, okay, now I'm going to go to Vegas and I'm going to get the same treatment. No. What the story is saying is if you happen to find yourself losing your mind like your younger brother, you will find grace in this house. You will find mercy in this house. You will find love in this house because I am excessively selfless. I'm excessively full of grace. I'm excessively full of mercy. And that mercy is available for you too.
这个大儿子他理应欢喜快乐，因为他在这个家里头，他有这样一个父亲，他应该有这样一个的确据，就是如果有一天，他应该欢喜快乐，不是因为他可以到他自己的远方去了，而是因为他有这样一位父亲，这个父亲给他有一个很大的应许，就是无论事情怎么样，他也会得到这样的连续和接受。
So let's just apply a few things. Who
好。
are you in the story?
好，我们现在就有一些应用，你要想一想，你属于这些故事里头的哪一位？
To be honest, sometimes I've been the excessively selfish son, and sometimes I've been the excessively self-righteous son.
我坦白的跟大家讲，有些时候我是像那一个过度自私的小儿子，有时候又像一个过度自义的大儿子。
So much in this story speaks to me, and so that's good because the point is for me to go, God, cleanse me. God, heal me from these wrong attitudes. Oh, God, forgive me for misrepresenting who you are.
但是这些故事给我就一个很大的一个祝福，就是我在想的时候，我就知道说我是这样一个人，神啊，但是你却是这样的一位神。
And this story is saying that God doesn't run away from you because you are one or the other son. The Father is there. The Father is willing to give you mercy and grace and peace and love, and He's willing to dialogue with you. That's the heart of God.
这个就，但是无论你是怎样，是哪一个儿子，但是你可以知道有一件事情，就是这个上帝，这个父亲，他总在那里啊。无论你到哪里去，只要你回来，他总在那里，他会给你恩典，给你连续，给你大爱，给你接纳。
This morning, as we pray, return to Jesus, look to Jesus, talk to Jesus. Receive the grace that he purchased for you on the cross. Receive the mercy that he purchased for you on the cross. Receive his peace. Stop with the wrong thinking. Change your thinking. Allow this story to reshape, to transform your mind so that you see God the way God is, truly is.
所以今天我们回到神的面前来的时候, 我们要重新的再仰望耶稣, 我们再重新的就近耶稣, 我们重新的对着耶稣讲话, 我们重新的到耶稣面前把自己归给他, 好让我们可以得到在他里面的一些的恩典, 一些的连续, 在他里面的平安, 在他里面的喜乐, 也在他里面上帝所要给我们一些的祝福, 因为我们的上帝就是这样一位 极度的过分的, 有恩典, 有慈爱的神。
Let's pray.
我们一起来祷告。
Thank you, Heavenly Father.
谢谢你, 我们的天父。
Thank you for being such a gracious, merciful, loving God.
我们谢谢你, 你是如此的有恩典, 有怜悯, 也有慈爱。
We are so undeserving.
我们如此的不配。
But you are so good.
但是你是这样的良善。
Allow this time, speak to God.
我们现在到你的面前向你来倾诉。
Let this story be your story.
让这个故事成为我们的故事。
Allow the truth of Scripture to change your mind about who you think God is.
让真理在圣经里头揭示的真理来改变我们的心，改变我们的态度。
God is with you.
神与我们同在。
God is running to you.
神也向你跑过来。
God wants to embrace you.
神想要拥抱你。
Allow him.
无论如何,
Turn to him.
我们都要转向他。
That's what repentance means. It means change your mind.
这就是悔改的意思, 就是改变我们的心。
Open yourself up to his love.
把我们的心改, 敞开朝向他。
And praise him in the name of Jesus.
而且在奉耶稣的名对着天父来感谢祷告。
Receive his forgiveness.
接受他给我们的, 赦免。
Receive his love.
接受他给我们的慈爱。
And do it all in the holy, precious name of Jesus Christ.
我们奉耶稣, 宝贵, 尊荣, 圣洁的名在主你面前祷告。
And say, thank you, Jesus.
我们说谢谢耶稣。
Thank you, Jesus.
谢谢耶稣。
Thank you, Jesus.
谢谢耶稣。
In your name we pray.
奉你的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, God.
Thank you, God.
Yeah, 这个故事真的是 给把这个故事给一个从来没读过经的一个三年级的小孩，这个浪子回头故事，然后这个小孩很快就能够复述出来。
If you give this story to a third grader and then let him or her to read it, and then they will remember it and recite it without a problem.
那对我们来说，我们看到就是十七节里边，就是这个小儿子，他一个回转的时间，回转的 points.
我们，we look at the verse 17 in this chapter. There's a turning point for this younger son.
我们真的是需要对还没有信主和我们亲戚朋友，对这些还没回转的，我们需要花时间给他们。
For each and every one of us, or our relatives and friends who need this salvation, they have not turned yet. Let's just spend some time, pray for them, and work with them so that they can turn to God.
像教弟兄说的，其实我们已经信了人，其实我们也经常会对两大儿子性情跟小儿子性情都会有。我们有时候很极端自私，然后有时候是很自意，去把我们去从圣经里学的公义去套别人。
Just as the brother Joe reminded us, we are sometimes radical in two extremes. Just as he reminded us, we might be selfish, or sometimes we will be self-righteousness.
所以我们就要思考，然后我们在世上的日子。 能怎么样跟神同在，然后怎么样那个感恩的心来回应神给我们的。
Yeah, let's treasure that up in our heart and ponder over it. Always be grateful to our God.
好，我们大家请起立，我们唱七恩典。
Let's see, arise and we'll sing this hymn 185, Amazing Grace. We have to find this in your book.